This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The creation in its entirety were compelled to acknowledge the virtue, the excellency, and the sublime character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to the extent that even his enemy had to concede he is the possessor of the noblest of character. والفضل ما شهدت به الأعداء, as the Arabic poet says, that the virtue of a person is best measured by the testimony of his foe and not necessarily his ally. An ally will be biased and prejudiced in giving his view. ففي الوقت الذي كانوا يكذبونه ويزعمون أنه ساحر أو كذاب أو مجنون لم يكونوا يجدون في من حولهم من هو خير منه أمانة وصدقا. The infidels of Mecca hurled the most nasty, inflammatory, derogatory comments to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, they said he's insane, they said he's a liar, he's a magician, etc., etc. But ironically, at the very same time, they would come and leave their wealth, their valuables and their assets in his care, because you are the most honest person. And that's the message, my brother. By virtue of character, you can reverse the entire narrative. You can convert your foe into an ally. Someone who despises you will become your beloved. And that's the catalyst in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We all know the tale and the narrative of Zayd bin Haritha. The young boy Zayd was staying with his mum in, her name was Su'da, in the clan of Banu Ma'an. And on a particular instance, this tribe was attacked by some tribes in the neighborhood, and many of the people were taken as captives. When Haritha learned about the fact that his son has been separated and now he's a captive, he was obviously hurt, sad, and disturbed by this. And he sang the famous couplets, yearning and pining to be reunited with his son. بَكَيْتُ عَلَىٰ زَيْدٍ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا فَعَلْ أَحَيٌّ فَيُرْجَىٰ أَمْ أَتَادُونَهُ الْأَجَلْ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَدْرِ وَإِنِّي لَسَائِلٌ أَغَالَكَ بَعْدِي السَّهْلُ أَمْ غَالَكَ الْجَبَلْ تُذَكِّرُنِيهِ الشَّمْسُ عِنْدَ طُلُوعِهَا. It's amazing. Every morning when I get up and the sun rises and the winds blow and the birds chirp, I have a fresh pain and hurt and regret and calling for my son. Finally, he discovers that his son is in the care and the custody of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So alongside his brother, he travels to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a handsome ransom to offer for the freedom of his son. He meets with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, I have come to give you ransom for the freedom of my son. Zayd, the young boy, was ushered in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I will not take any ransom, but I will not send Zayd against his wish. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Zayd, do you identify these two? He said, yes, that's my biological dad and that's my uncle. The father said, come Zayd, I have come to take you back. He said, ma ana billadhi akhtaru alayka ahad ya Rasulallah. Oh my dad, I love you. Oh my uncle, I honor you. But I will not give preference to anyone over the relation that I have with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How often we find that when a marriage is dissolving and children are given the option and each parent believes or thinks or assumes, my son will come with me, and you can be unfortunately disappointed to say the least where your child opts for the other spouse or the other parent. Why? Because of the conduct or the akhlaq or the character. In essence, I'm saying, my brother, the one of the greatest things that will bring you goodness and weight to your scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah is character. Character, character. May Allah bless us with great, noble, and wonderful character. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.